Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As always, I want to start by thanking you, our listeners. We're very grateful for your encouragement and support. And please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. If you miss an episode of this show, you can go to our website and download the podcast or MP3 of our broadcast. Details can be found there on gncm.ca. Today, our program is sponsored by an anonymous business in Ottawa. We're very thankful for their support and for the support of all those who keep us on the air financially. Today, I want to speak to you about some scriptures that have become rich in meaning to me as a small group at my church has worked together to study them and to apply them to our lives. So I'm going to read to you today from the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and just read to you a few verses of Paul's description of the blessings we have received in Christ. So Paul writes, "From Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us all with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who are the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." Well, this is a passage filled with meaning and application for our lives, and we're going to look at that in a few minutes. But first, I'd like you to listen with me to just a brief version of the great old hymn, Holy, 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 which is, in this case, being sung by the a cappella group This Hope in their album, A Cappella Hymns. Would you listen to it with me?
Holy, holy, God
As we begin to look at this wonderful passage from Scripture about God's blessings that He pours into our lives, I've got to say I'm a little bit excited about something that's not in the Scripture here, something that's happening in my life. As you listen to this broadcast on June 26th, I'll be preparing to leave with a mission team to Cambodia to teach English for 2 weeks. I'm very much looking forward to the time, especially since half of our team are youth from Redeemer Alliance Church in Orleans. It's going to be a great opportunity to partner with the Cambodian church in giving a blessing to Cambodian students, and also to work with youth from my community and help them to grow in their faith and watch them as they experience God's provision and God's blessing as they step out in faith to serve Him. God's blessings come in so many different ways, in opportunities to bless others. To me, that's one of the richest things. And Paul is writing to the Ephesians, and he's writing out of the blessing that he's received from God. He's been sent by God. He's an apostle of Jesus Christ, and he's been sent to these people in Ephesus. He was the one who told them about the good news of salvation, and they can be described as saints in Ephesus because they have received Jesus Christ. Not that they're perfect, but they have received Christ and are being made holy by Him. And so when Paul writes to these people, he's talking to people who have been greatly changed by the Word of God. And when you get into the second chapter of Ephesians, he talks about the state of the Ephesians before they came to know Christ. But Paul knows exactly what that's about, because he himself was changed dramatically by Christ. He had been a person who persecuted the church. He had thought that this word about Jesus Christ was a heresy of some kind, that it was leading people away from the true faith. And so he tried to bring Christians and put them into prison. He looked on approvingly when Stephen was stoned for his faith and put to death. But Paul was grabbed hold of by Jesus Christ. The risen Lord revealed himself to him on the road to Damascus, and Paul was a changed man. And so Paul, when he speaks about the blessings that the Ephesians have received, he can also say, these are blessings that I know because I've received them through Christ. And so he talks about the blessings in these terms. He says that God in Jesus Christ has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Now, I think it's important that we just recognize that Paul hasn't said every blessing that you could imagine, or every blessing that you could name or desire, because he speaks about spiritual blessings. He wants the Ephesians to recognize that God's first priority is the well-being of our inner being, of our soul, of our spirit. And that God's blessings, while they sometimes include material blessings and sometimes include physical blessings, that the most important blessings are spiritual. I think that's important for us to realize as we go through life and we do experience necessities, difficulties, trials and tribulations, that we find ourselves sometimes in material want. Paul can recognize that. He himself was sometimes physically distressed by what he called his thorn in the flesh. He knew that life wasn't always a bowl of cherries, but he was able to say that every spiritual blessing has been given to God's people through Jesus Christ. And he names these blessings. He says, we were chosen before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, because in love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ. Paul says that one of the greatest blessings that can ever be known is to be chosen by God, is to see God reveal His love for you. Sometimes you may hear people talk about the election of God or the predestination of God, and sometimes it can seem like a very harsh thing, depending on how people interpret the scriptures about it. But here Paul is talking about the very best, the very brightest of the idea that God has chosen you. Now, there are many people that may not know that God loves them. But when God loves somebody, it's because He chooses to love them. It's not because it's some kind of automatic thing that He has to do. He does it because He's love. He loves you. He doesn't, check to see whether He's loved the quota of people that He's allowed to love. No, God is love. And when He chooses you, it's love choosing you. And He decided that, knowing that the world was going to be fallen, He decided to give a remedy. He predestined that there would be a way for people to be returned and restored to God's family. And that way is through the sending His Son, Jesus Christ. And as heirs of God, we become part of the family of God, sharing the love that God has for His Son, sharing the relationship that God has with His Son. The Father and Son are one eternally, and Jesus Himself prayed that we would be one with Him. God decided that of all the possible or imaginable ways that people could be reunited and have eternal life restored, it was going to be through His gift of Himself, giving His only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. And this, of course, Paul says, is God's pleasure. It's not God's duty. It's not something that God struggles to figure out what He must do and grudgingly goes ahead with it. Paul says that He has done this in accordance with His pleasure and His will. God wants to save. God wants to bless. God wants to restore. And of course, because this is who God is, it's glorious, and it's to His praise that He has given us this grace in Jesus Christ. Jesus has reached through to these Ephesian Christians, and He's reached through to them with the message of the gospel. Paul, in this passage, talks about Himself being chosen. He was chosen according to the plan of the One who works out everything in accordance with the purpose of His will. And he says that you too, the Ephesians, were also chosen because they hoped in Christ, having heard the word of His grace and His love, that He is in effect saying that the Ephesians have the same kind of grace that Paul the Apostle does. Now, Paul was redeemed dramatically. And you sometimes hear testimonies of Christians who can speak about an amazing experience of God. And you may think that they're a special class of Christians. But Paul, who was literally thrown off his high horse on the road to Damascus, who was actually blinded for a time until God restored his sight, I can't imagine a more dramatic conversion than that. But Paul doesn't describe himself here as a special class citizen. He, in fact, tells the Ephesians that they too are included in Christ, just like him, because they heard the gospel of truth, the gospel of salvation, they believed in it, and they were marked with the seal, the wonderful, perfect sign that God has indeed redeemed them, and that sign is the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to take a look at more what Paul is describing as the spiritual blessings of Christ and how this applies to our lives. But before we do that, I would like us to listen to another piece of music. This is sung by an older singer from it's Glenn Campbell, singing a beautiful hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And this is from his album, The Inspirational Collection.
sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share.
Paul has been talking about the spiritual blessings that the people of Ephesus have received in Christ. He's talking about the primary things, the main thing, and the fact that we have union with God through Jesus Christ, that we are being made holy, and that we will one day be perfectly holy, filled with His love, being able to do all that we do in His love. Now, we await that day, and we sometimes are impatient for those blessings to be fully realized in our lives. But isn't it good to know that we have redemption through His blood? We have forgiveness of sins. We have the promise, a hope that is going to be made known to us as history comes to conclusion, that all things will be brought together on heaven and on earth under one head, Jesus Christ. We are part of God's will working out. We are included in His grace, and we are here for the glory of His grace. Now, I've been speaking about we because what applies to the Ephesians also applies to Christians today. And it's good to know a few things about these blessings and about the why. Over and over again, Paul speaks about how what has happened to us is to the praise and glory of God. And that's an important thing for us to remember sometimes. Sometimes we can be discouraged about our own progress in the faith. Sometimes we might even wonder whether God is losing patience with us because we hear and read about all that we could be doing in Christ, the better life we could be living, and we fall short of that. And there may be times when you pray, just as I sometimes pray, wondering if God has had it, whether He's finally lost patience with me, whether He can still forgive me, whether He still wants to work with me. And Paul says, God is glorified as He works with people like you and me. God is glorified as He brings us from darkness into light. God is glorified as he gives forgiveness to needy sinners. God is glorified when we are brought back again to repentance. God is glorified when John, in another letter to the church, says, God is love. He says something very, very important there. Because I know that I'm not love. And I know that when I love somebody, it's kind of not natural for me. It takes a bit of work. Now, there are people who are more congenial and people that I get along with more easily. But you probably find as well that actually making sacrifices for other people, actually giving up something because you love somebody else, there's a bit of a drain. There's a bit of a cost. And that cost eventually wears on us. And if we don't get rest, if we don't get refreshment, if we don't get a little bit of love back ourselves, we find ourselves coming to the end of our rope. But that's because we are not love. God is love. And the more God loves, the more he's being himself. The more he loves, the more he's just naturally expressing his being. For us, love is a reservoir which we draw from, and we receive love from God, and we draw from that reservoir, and sometimes we feel like the reservoir is almost empty. God doesn't have some limited reservoir of love. Love comes out of his very being and who he is. Now, for you and me, to know that God is glorified in this patience is very important. God is not going to run out of patience for his children. In Jesus Christ, he has lavished grace upon us. Now, some of these blessings that we have from God are of a more temporal nature. The spiritual blessings that we have in Christ are constant and always with us. They never diminish, never fade. Other blessings we experience as sort of signs or reminders of the everlasting blessing of God, moments when the grace of God is extremely apparent to us. I wonder if you have some of those moments in your life, something perhaps happening now, or something that you call back in memory and you remind yourself when you're going through difficult times about the manifest, tangible signs of God's blessing. I think it's fair to say that the tangible blessings that we experience in Christ, the times when we find God providing materially or with healing or physically or with a word of encouragement that just lifts our hearts, these things often accompany stepping out in faith, confident of the eternal blessings we've already received. I'm feeling very blessed to be able to go to Cambodia with this team of adults and youth. And in stepping out into a new culture, into a new situation, to teach English in a place where English is not a common language, it's a stretch. And I'll be working with the Cambodian church there and being able to hopefully be an encouragement to them, even as they are an encouragement to me. But through the process of stepping out, knowing that God wants to use us over there, we've discovered stories about God's provision. Likewise, in my work in the church, I'm just blessed to be part of a church where people are growing in faith. And as I reach out into people's lives, what I get back is often the stories of how in difficult times, God is there with them, sometimes rescuing them from harm, sometimes just keeping them afloat when things are going very difficult. In all of this, we find that God is providing some confirmation or some symbolic support to the message about those eternal blessings we've received by what we experience in daily life. I want to encourage you to ask God to help you to experience his temporal blessings as a reflection of the spiritual blessing you have in him. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, bless us. Give us the courage to step out in faith, in the confidence of what we have eternally in Christ. And we pray that as we do so, we might have a testimony to tell about your great provision for us in this life, so that others might be encouraged to trust you and believe in your good work. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Once again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your encouragement and support. We do thank you because you keep us on the air week by week with your prayers, with your encouraging words through the website, and with your financial gifts. Thank you so much for helping us to meet the cost of that one vital expense, the cost of broadcasting, which enables us to reach you and over 7,000 listeners in the Ottawa River Valley. If you can donate, please make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. If you're listening to this over the internet, you will find on our website donation buttons to enable you to support us that way. Be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now, to conclude our program, I'd like to have you listen to a song called This Is My Father's World, sung by Mark Schultz from his album simply titled Hymns. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and that you will know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.